Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really complex. The integrative management of hepatic encephalopathy. You know, that's the severe brain fog and confusion that happens when a failing liver can't clear ammonia from the blood. And our goal today isn't just to talk about the standard drugs, lactulose and rifaximin, but to really figure out which nutritional supports are truly synergistic and which could be, well, catastrophic.
Exactly. Because when the liver's drug metabolizing machinery is already compromised, safety is everything. The whole strategy has to be multi-pronged. You have to reduce ammonia from the gut, sure, but you also have to boost its clearance everywhere else. Muscle, kidneys, and calm the inflammation in the brain.
Okay, so let's start with a big one. L-carnitine. Most people know it for, you know, shuttling fats into mitochondria for energy.
Mm-hmm.
But in this context, it has a really strategic role in what's called the gut-muscle axis.
It does. And what's fascinating is how it works hand in glove with rifaximin. See, when the liver fails, skeletal muscle becomes your body's backup plan. It's the primary biofilter for ammonia.
So the muscles are actually cleaning the blood.
They're doing the heavy lifting. But the problem is endotoxins from the gut LPS are constantly attacking the muscle, causing it to waste away. That's sarcopenia. Rifaximin reduces that gut attack, but L-carnitine directly protects and strengthens the muscle's mitochondria.
Ah, so the combination preserves the detox engine itself. You're keeping the muscle strong enough to do its job.
That's it. So where does L-ornithine L-aspartate fit in? It's another key player. LOLA works right alongside carnitine. It helps fuel the last bits of the urea cycle in the liver and boosts glutamine synthesis in the muscle.
So they're both working to maximize that systemic whole body ammonia clearance.
Exactly. It's a powerful combination for keeping patients out of the hospital.
Okay, so if L-carnitine is this vital shield for the muscle, what's the fastest way for a patient to, you know, lose all of it? This brings us to a really critical safety warning about a drug called sodium benzoate.
Yes. Sodium benzoate is a nitrogen scavenger. It's very effective at removing nitrogen waste, but it comes at a huge metabolic cost. The way it works, it's active intermediate, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, it kidnaps the body's free carnitine.
It just takes it.
It forces a conjugation to form something called benzoyl carnitine, which then gets excreted. And just like that, your free carnitine pool is gone. So L-carnitine supplementation is not optional for a patient on sodium benzoate. It is absolutely mandatory to prevent a severe drug-induced mitochondrial crisis.
Mandatory. Wow, that is a critical takeaway. Okay, let's pivot to the herbal minefield. A lot of patients, you know, they look for natural options, but with a cirrhotic liver, the risk of herb-induced liver injury, or HILI, is just sky high.
It is, and we have to be extremely cautious. Ashwagandha is the definitive example of what to avoid. I mean, despite some promising preclinical studies on antioxidant pathways, the clinical reality is it's dangerous. We have documented cases of severe liver injury, even liver failure requiring a transplant.
And it's not just the direct liver toxicity, is it? There's a second, more insidious risk.
There is. Ashwagandha is inherently sedating. It has these GABA-metic properties. Now, we track HE severity with something called the Westhaven grade, which is all about the patient's level of consciousness.
So if you give them a sedative,
you're flying blind. You completely mask their true neurological status. You can't tell if they're getting better or worse, which can be a fatal error. And we see similar risks with certain flavonoids like heparin, especially if it's from St. John's wort. It potently tells the liver to flush out other drugs.
So it could knock out a vital medication.
It could catastrophically reduce the levels of, say, an anti-rejection drug, rendering it completely useless.
So putting this all together, what's the most robust, evidence-backed, integrative plan?
The clearest regimen is lactulose plus rifaximin, supported by L-carnitine and LOLA. That combination hits every angle. Gut detox, mitochondrial protection, systemic clearance. And the strict advice has to be, avoid ashwagandha and other unverified herbals. The risk is just too high.
It's about preserving the muscle to act as the body's second liver.
Precisely. And that really shifts the whole focus of treatment, which leads to a final thought for you to consider. If we know that muscle wasting is what drives the recurrence of HE, and we're using drugs like rifaximin and L-carnitine to preserve that muscle, how might targeted resistance training be integrated into this very strategy to maximize that benefit?